just when you thought it was safe to go back into the water. Something's out there. No matter which way you look at it, it's not pretty.
And good morning to listeners across the Northwest and the Kimberley. And Ben Collins, can I just say, from the outset, I feel this is probably one of Rachel Fountain's best shows.
Yes, Rob, it is amazing. It's so smooth in here. That's inside Rachel's program, I mean.
That's exactly right.
She is so smooth.
I know. Exactly. And when I say one of the best...
pure luxury to be in her program.
And when I say one of her best, I'm not suggesting that her others haven't been any worse. But
they're just all her best. It's a weird thing.
I know. But one best on top of the other. Ben, Northwest listeners are familiar with the Fishheads format, so we'll get straight into it. What have you been catching?
What have I been catching? Well, a bit quiet in the estuary where I was fishing last weekend, but I did get a nice big fat bluenose salmon.
Oh, didn't you ever? Well, I had the pleasure of gnawing through half of that thing, and gnawing is the wrong word, melting is a better way of putting it.
It was overcooked, Rob.
It was
Thanks.
A bit.
Thanks but, for reminding me.
You got up at 4 o'clock?
Got up at 4 o'clock. You got to do that. If you want to catch fish, if you want to be successful in this game, then you got to put the hard yards in, which brings me to my next topic. Mm. I went fishing yesterday as well, Rob.
Where were you? You get so many opportunities to go
where
fishing.
Where were you?
You get so many opportunities to go fishing.
I just
fishing.
Do. I go because I don't make excuses. You were invited.
I was.
And where were you?
I couldn't make it.
Because you were...
looking after my son.
No, what? What were you doing, really?
I had to get a haircut.
Your haircut. Okay, everyone. He could have gone fishing. He didn't have to look after his son, in fact. He was virtually being pushed out the door by his darling wife.
I've got to get me a haircut. I've got to go away on the weekend and I had to get cleaned up.
That's why, you know, you stay home playing with your hair. Mm. I'll be out catching the fish. So I did go out yesterday without you, on my own, no mate to support me.
I'm the heads part of fish heads.
No, and I'm the fish part.
That's it.
Anyway, I got tuna. I caught a shark, which was you know, I didn't really want to, but that
chips.
Happened. Which I let the shark. I let the tuna go. It was a mac tuna, and I caught something. It was queenie as well on a little stick bait.
Oh yeah.
What's a stick bait?
Does it look like a stick? Praying mantis?
And it's like a popper without the pop. You know, we've had the meat man on. We've had the meat man on talking about jaywalkers used for barramundi.
Yep.
Same thing, but out in the saltwater, fish it a bit differently, a bit quicker.
Across the top.
Across the top.
But not popping.
Great fun, because you see the fish coming
and
up
next thing
after
the fish,
you
go, wompa.
Yeah.
Wow, that would have been exciting.
It was. You should have been there. But how was the haircut? Was that exciting?
Yeah, I think just use traditional scissors.
G'day, I'm Bulldog from Broome, and if you don't listen to Fish Heads on Fridays, log out.
Rob, okay, look, we've got to do an interview with a bloke.
Right.
His name's Justin Lerner. He's been doing some work with a CSIRO, so this is serious, on long-tail tuna.
Oh,
he knows stuff.
About this.
Here, I've got some questions for you here.
Yep, thank you.
That I've written, so
I don't need these.
I just don't want you to seem ignorant.
I don't need them.
So, look, I'll get him on the line.
Righto.
How is killing tuna good for them?
Conversational, Rob. Try and keep it conversational.
How is killing tuna good for them? That's a good question.
You're going to have the guts to ask that one? Oh, it's a long number. It's got to go all the way to Queensland. Oh.
Hello?
Justin.
Hi.
It's Ben.
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent.
Where are you from, mate?
Originally, I'm from New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, no. You've struck upon the only accent, American, it's a regional accent that Rob knows.
Jersey, hey.
now you're gone like Welsh or something.
You don't sound particularly from New Jersey anymore. Where have you spent recent times?
Oh, I've been in Brisbane for the past several months.
That's what I could hear.
Months.
That's what I could hear.
Whoa, you're really soaking it up there in Brisbane, Justin.
What about previous to that?
Been kind of back and forth. I lived in Florida for a while.
Hello.
Right.
We're getting down to it now. Florida. Fishing's good in Florida.
Yeah, I was going to say, where did your love of the ocean or your desire to become a marine-based researcher come from?
Well, I've been fishing since I was about 2 or 4 years old. I grew up tuna fishing off the coast of New Jersey, which...
New Jersey has a coast, I'm learning.
Yeah,
I've got no idea. Did you know that, Rob? You didn't either. Sorry, mate. We don't know much about New Jersey.
Oh, no, no problem. Yeah, I mean, there's fairly good fishing, but it's a long, long run there. The typical offshore grounds for marlin and, like, yellowfin and big-eye tuna is about 100 to 120 Ks off the coast. And then the inshore tuna grounds are around, like, 40 Ks, where you get you can get bluefin tuna in closer. Up towards Canada, they get fish up over 500 kilos.
500 kilograms?
Half a ton of tuna.
That's a small car.
Yeah. Yeah, my biggest is about 100 kilos. But
is that all?
Yeah,
come on, man.
Call yourself a fisherman?
Your biggest, Rob?
Do we have to use the same weight measurement?
Five.
Can I use micrograms? I think I've done one of several thousand micrograms. Now, Justin, you're in Australia. You're doing some research.
Brisbane.
Brizzy. What's the research you're up to?
Well, we're basically trying to look at age and growth rates and reproduction in long-tail tuna off the western Australia coast. There has been some research done on the east coast, but we really ultimately know nothing about them on the west coast. And, you know, tunas are such an important sport fish and an important game fish that we'd really like to learn a lot more about them.
Now, they have told you, haven't they, Justin, that Brisbane is on the east coast. They're not tricking you, are they?
Did you look at the map before you came?
Not exactly.
Turn it around the other way.
Yeah.
So you're looking at western long-tail tuna from Brisbane?
Essentially, yes.
Hang on.
That's fine.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, of course it is. It's a modern
he's coming
world.
Here.
Yeah, exactly. And that consequently, while we're speaking to you today, you're actually on your way over here.
Yes.
To get a slightly closer look.
Yeah. Hopefully get a very close-up look at them.
Great. And what are you planning on doing when you come here?
Well, I was planning on trying to get out and get a couple of samples. If people between now and I'll be arriving on the 11th of November, if anybody would like to participate and they catch any long-tail tuna, they can freeze either the whole fish or if they would like just the frame. All we really need is the guts intact and, you know, the head and the skeleton of the fish.
Guts and head, that's what Justin likes?
Pretty much.
So you can fillet it, have a feed, just freeze the guts and head.
Yeah, so you freeze the guts and head, and then you come over, Justin. What do you do with that then?
Well, basically what I do is I remove the otoliths, which are the ear bones of the fish, which are used in aging. You can actually count the rings on the small structures and get an idea of how old the fish is. And then when you're looking at the guts, you can... Obviously, you open up the stomach and you can see what the fish have been feeding on. And when you look at this over a 12-month period, you can start to get a good picture of what species are important prey items of long tail. And then a close examination of the gonads of the fish will tell you when they mature, how many eggs the fish produce, and where they spawn.
Talking technical, did you notice that Justin calls fishing collecting samples? I'm just going to go and collect some samples. I'll be back later on today. It makes it sound so much more sort of proper and earnest and worthwhile, doesn't it? And going fishing.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
We know you're arriving. We'll have you on here at Fish Heads when you get here, and
we're going to go out with him.
In fact, we will do that.
Actually, I'm not sure if you're going to fit on the boat, Rob.
I will.
Is it Dr. Justin, by the way?
Not yet. Hopefully, at the end of the project.
Okay.
Jeremy's still a learner.
If the Justin Lerner.
Justin Lerner,
not Dr.
Name.
Justin. Yeah. But if we get him enough of these tuna gonads, he might become a doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks in part to us, we might get an acknowledgement in the PhD.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey?
Thanks, man.
Hey?
That'd be awesome.
Fish heads in an academic paper.
I'm sure that'd add a lot of weight to any. You're more likely to get published in Nature or something like that if you got that sort of what do you call it?
We could ruin Justin's academic career before it even starts.
We want everybody to abide by the bag limit and possession limit. Don't want anybody to get in trouble.
Don't worry about that, mate. We're all good up here.
bag limit.
All right, excellent.
I'm just trying to think what the bag limit is for tuna.
There is one.
Captain Penn is the man to take Justin out. Mm. Did you, were you across this?
Yeah. Yep, sounds great.
And we'll take just the video camera. And
we'll catch some beauties. Last time I went out with Captain Penn, I caught 5.5. One had been taken by a shark on the way in, but 5.5. So you can do it.
It can happen.
All right, mate.
Okay, see you later, Justin.
Thank you very much, guys.
Bye-bye. See
you, dude. Bye now.
Bye.
Sounds like a nice young man, doesn't
he? I think so.
Yeah. Do you reckon that was for real, all that stuff about those, you know, 85 kilo tuna?
You know what Americans are like? Americans. It's all big over there.
Yeah, big. So it's probably more like 85 grams.
And he's imperial as well.
Yeah. Oh, he might have been listening. Quick, hang up.
My favourite show is Fishhead.
What an interesting project.
Yes, long-tail tuna research. You can help.
Yeah, absolutely. Captain Penn, by the way, for the Northwest listeners, they should know, avid fisherman.
Avid fisherman, and he has a boat, which is why we like him.
We love the captain. Now, you were mentioning something about bag limits.
Yeah, look, I've just been quickly looking that up. Long-tail tuna, bag limit of 2. So if you're out there collecting some samples for Justin, no more than 2 per session, thank you. Stick them in a freezer, guts and heads and gonads. And he's also going to be in Exmouth. So that's in Broome, you can do that. And also in Exmouth, he's going to be there before he gets to Broome. So if you catch some long-tail tuna up until about the 7th or so of November, give us a call for your local ABC and we'll put you in touch.
Or they could get on ABC Kimberley Fishhead's Facebook site.
Oh, yeah.
And let us know via the Facebook page.
Beautiful.
That'd be terrific. What are you doing this weekend, Ben Collins?
See this?
Well, I can. The rest of the people out there can hear it.
I'll paint you a word picture, Rob. It's a lure. Oh. It's got blue on top. It's orange underneath. It's got orange stripes.
It's a beauty. It looks like a really famous one almost. Barra love it, do they?
The Barra. This is the one. I'm going to go out collecting samples with this baby.
Oh, aren't you ever. Rachel Fountain, back to you.
See you, Ben. Bye.